Poetry can seem like a rarefied thing these days, despite poetry slams and public service campaigns putting verse on buses and billboards. Gone are the days when just about anyone could recite a sonnet. A national recitation contest for high school students, now in its 10th year, has sought to bring poetry back into the vernacular. WFIU's Yael Cassander got to know the student who represented Bloomington High School South at the Poetry Out Loud state finals.
Sheila McDermott-Sipe knows that her students enjoy rhythm, rhyme, and wordplay.
If they're like coming home on the bus or something from a game or an event, they'll do freestyle rapping in just these little like circles, and they'll compete with each other.
Playing like the disc was scratched.
The language arts teacher has tried to bring that excitement about words into her classroom at Bloomington High School South.
But when you try to get them to do it for a larger crowd, because I've tried, I mean, this was a few years ago, they all of a sudden, I don't know if it's the nature of the academic setting that they feel like that's restrictive in a certain way.
The same goes for poetry presented in a more traditional way.
What if there were a way to burnish?
For some students, they don't necessarily get it when it's just words on the page that they're silently reading. But if they can hear the tone, hear the voices, that's where it becomes alive.
To ravish all these ravages with famished relish.
Poems aren't just words on a page. They come to life with you and how you speak them.
Fiona Raffington is a sophomore at Bloomington High School South. Poetry was pretty new to her when she encountered it last year as a freshman in McDermott-Sipe's class.
When I first read poetry, it was very confusing for me. I mean, I kind of liked it, but I have never been exposed to it.
Well, not for a long time, at least.
Actually, my mom, she read Emily Dickens to me when I was younger.
And poetry isn't at the center of the high school curriculum, at South, anyway.
It definitely doesn't get the same amount of attention as novels or short stories. It tends to be the, we can do a short little unit this week on poetry. So it does tend to take the back seat.
So McDermott-Sipe was intrigued when a colleague introduced her to Poetry Out Loud, the national recitation contest for high school students, a partnership between the National Poetry Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and state arts agencies. The contest awards a $20,000 scholarship to the national winner. The whole process begins very simply.
Really, the heart of where it all begins is students finding a poem that speaks to them.
For 2 years now, McDermott-Sipe has directed her students to the Poetry Out Loud website, which features a massive archive of poems students can choose to compete with.
Once they get into that database, they kind of get lost in it. They'll come one day and they'll say, I spent, an hour and I just didn't find one. And then they'll come the next day and say, I found it.
I wanted to read something where at the first sentence, it would grab me. It'll make me feel something.
Having long played the viola, sung, and painted, Fiona quickly took to the art of verse, winning the school-wide competition last year as a freshman and going to the state finals in Indianapolis. She didn't end up placing at states last year.
Well, it was very nerve-wracking, I'll tell you.
Having prevailed in her high school's contest again this year, Fiona was stoic when considering this year's contest in Indy.
You have to go on stage. It doesn't matter what you're feeling. You need to make sure that the poet's words are said with respect and said with full intention to grasping someone and changing their hearts.
I cure the tears of the heartsick.
I want them to look at me as a basket full of emotion. And they're supposed to grab that emotion from me.
When I come near, they shall sing.
I'm supposed to deliver. And that's what I want to do.
Are my hands as the snowdrop.
Solitude by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Laugh, and the world laughs with you.
On a cold and snowy Saturday morning in February, 20 teenagers from around the Hoosier State are reciting poems on stage at the Central Indianapolis Public Library.
Even whites of the eyes turn dark. Pupils clear and changing as a cat's. Is this what we wanted and waited for?
The sea is calm tonight.
The atmosphere is subdued, and the auditorium is sparsely occupied. Maybe the weather has discouraged folks from coming out. There is a long pause after each poem as the judges, including current and former Indiana Poet Laureates, tally the scores. Each student recites a poem in round one and round two, with eight finalists selected for round three. It takes almost 5 hours to get through 48 poems before the winner is named.
And the 2015 Poetry Out Loud state champion is, from Plymouth High School, Emma LaBerstein.
Well, of course, I was disappointed to realize I wasn't a finalist.
Sophomore Fiona Raffington was representing Bloomington High School South at States.
But I felt really proud of myself for reciting the poems the way I felt needed to be recited.
The students were scored in a number of categories.
Voice and articulation, dramatic appropriateness, stage presence. They had a level of difficulty, level of understanding, and accuracy.
We spoke to one of the judges just to try to get again an understanding since it was the second year we attended the competition.
Monique Dallas is Fiona's mom.
One thing she did convey was that Fiona's very highly ambitious in her choice of poems. One thing she said was to try to convey the voice. And I said, well, the voice of the poem, that's kind of open-ended.
So I feel that they were looking for something that would lead the audience to the next page, not necessarily be like directing the audience to how they should feel.
Maybe we're just not in the right competition because I thought poetry was just about giving that expression, that feelings, and bringing the words alive.
For me, poetry is just expressing your feelings and your inner thoughts, and pretty much the same thing with music.
Devin Monroe is a classmate and friend of Fiona's at Bloomington South, where we've gathered to debrief after the contest in Indy.
I can either read it, or sing it, or rap it, or whatever.
Devin was inspired by a video he saw on YouTube.
There's no way any child could get to college without going through Shakespeare.
He was rapping Sonnet 18.
Where he asked, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?"
And he was doing it in different flows and different beats, and like every time he switched it up, it still like matched perfectly with it.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate.
Fiona will be pressing Devin and his freestyling skills into service as she gets South's Poetry Club up and running this month. They will be workshopping each other's poems in the group, doing impromptu writing exercises, and partnering with the Bloomington Writers Guild for upcoming public appearances. The poster she made to advertise the club wasn't just for prospective English majors.
Do you feel like you're in a box?
The poster read.
Do you want to get out of this box? Does your mind feel like it has something that needs to be released? Well, come to this club because this is where everything goes down.
If that appeal sounds like it transcends the literary, it should. Fiona's ambitions for the Poetry Club are holistic.
It'll be like a really nice family where we'd all just love each other and feel like it's okay to be feeling this way. Poetry is for you to not only express yourself, but actually heal yourself. By the time we're done with this year, we'll probably change a lot of lives.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
Sonnet 18, I gotta sing, help me out. Yo, come and be my sunny day, yeah. You can chase my clouds away.